You're going to find out how difficult it is in terms of strenuous, moderate, easy, whether it would be a Subaru all-wheel drive worthy drive to get in there, or whether you need the full-on high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicle, elevation gain, distance of the trail, some sites you might see along the way. We have GPS coordinates for all the trailheads in the book. Single hardest thing for people is to go out and find these places. And so with the driving directions, that's going to be make it so much easier for people. But there still aren't signs out there in many places. So I recommend to people that they really ought to bring their own GPS, bring a BLM general map for the area, print out some topo maps if you have them. So you have a bunch of resources with you and you've spent some time to really familiarize yourself with the area. Because even though the guidebook details exactly how to get there, you're still going to feel lost when you're out there without, you know, the BLM signs that give people a little comfort. Oh, okay, I'm on the right track. You're just going to go out there for a number of miles and come to a fork, and there's going to be a two-track going to the left and one to the right, and the book's going to tell you which way to turn, but you're still going to feel like, oh my gosh, am I going the right way?
So this is rugged canyonland.
It really is, and it's very much a self-discovery, self-guided type activity.
Take us on an imaginary journey on one of the hikes. What would I see if I were going on one of these hikes? Pick one and take us there.
I'd like to take you on a trip in the Owyhee Front, and it's called Between the Creeks, and it's in one of the Owyhee Wilderness areas. It's in the Big Jacks, Little Jacks complex. And Between the Creeks is this really neat hike that takes you up on a high plateau between the West Fork and the East Fork of Shoofly Creek. And you hike in along Shoofly Creek, and then it forks. Hike up in between that area up onto a plateau. And then you'd kind of do a big tour along the edge of each creek up on top of that plateau. I've been up there several times. The grass is so tall. It's just stunning how thrifty the bunch grasses are up there. It's all native grasses. And then you get in there in May, and then there's paintbrush and lupin and all kinds of different wildflowers coming off, even bitterroot, which is a neat flower that grows really close to the ground. It's about an 8-mile hike. And I've blogged about it in the past before the book came out. Several people have been out there and said they took their kids and just had the greatest time.
What do you want people to take away from this book?
With 55 hikes and bike rides, that's a good number. But in truth, we're really just scratching the surface when you think about the vast amount of area out there. And so we really want to introduce people to the area. We've got a lot of hikes and bike rides on the front side of the Owyhee so that they're closer to home, more accessible to people. And I think they should focus on that stuff first and then try the more far-flung stuff as they go. The canyons are so spectacular when you're walking in the bottom of them and the walls rise around you, and there's just such an intimate feeling down in the bottom of these canyons, just gorgeous. It's just a different kind of beauty than anywhere else in Idaho.